Well, we've been down at Menstrie Nursery in a double garage for a number of years, and it was not really fit for purpose. And luckily, we managed to identify this piece of land about 6 years ago. It's been a long struggle to get the land sorted out and to get the finance sorted out. We've been very, very fortunate with the support from the Order of St John, an organisation who support mountain rescue throughout Scotland.
So they funded this building completely then?
They funded almost all the building, yeah.
Wonderful.
Yeah, up to the tune of about almost £200,000.
Goodness me.
Which is a significant amount of money.
So you have a Land Rover, you've got a van, now you've got a proper base.
Yeah, it allows us to do everything we need to do now, which is train the guys properly. We have the venue, if you like, now with the size of rooms. We have to run our own first aid courses before we had to go to outside venues and things like that. It was quite difficult.
So. How busy is the team these days? What sort of call-outs do you get?
Yeah, we're certainly not the most busy team, obviously, in Scotland, but we're still called out approximately a couple of times a month. And that's really a combination of hill and mountain incidents, but also we do a lot of rough ground searching for Central Scotland Police for perhaps people who have gone missing in areas that normal police search teams are unable to search.
And what sort of commitment then you need from members? You've got about 40 members of the team.
There's about 35 people in the team at the moment, and there's a number of members on probation who are being trained in mountain rescue techniques. The team trains twice a month, but we also then intersperse with that. There's winter training weekends, summer training weekends, there's the casualty care, because we're all first aid certificated up to what's called mountain rescue casualty care level, which is kind of slightly above ambulance technician and slightly below paramedic. So we have a reasonable skills base or first aid and things.
And lastly, can I ask why you do it? Why members do this?
Most of us are all hill walkers, climbers, mountaineers. We've been doing it for a significant number of years, and it's something that we do just to give something back, I suppose. You know, I'm just as likely to need rescued when I'm climbing in the Cairngorms, I guess. I haven't been yet, but you know, it's not with the bounds of credibility. So I guess it's just giving something back to the community and doing something that you enjoy, to be fair.